The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is the only podcast on the freaking internet that's reviewing reviews, that's doing it funny. It's a comedy podcast.
Other people have a dramatic approach to reviewing reviews, and we thought that's ground that's been traveled.
They said, what sort of stories, what sort of soap operas can we draw from these? And we thought, what kind of stupid, idiot, goofy stuff can we say after we read them? I thought you were a ha-ha, like a French chef. I pictured you twirling a mustache as you sprinkled the comedy spice into these internet reviews.
Just call me Emeril Agassi.
Emeril Lareviewy.
Yeah.
All right, since we're speaking on chefs here, since we're speaking on fine cuisine, dining, and the like, I have a review here from Yelp. It is for a Burger King location in Nashville, Tennessee. This review was written by Stephanie C., a Nashville, Tennessee native. It was written on March 17th, 2011. And I hope this brings you back. It opens up your mind, your memory palace in ways that you
talk about what toys they were giving away. Anticipation.
Something that certainly toyed with my heart and my arteries.
Okay.
She writes, "Is it lame to review a Burger King? It must not be because I keep going back. They have this very basic burger called a stacker that I cannot get enough of. You can get the stacker as a single, double, or triple. I think they're running a special now, $1, $2, $3, respectively. These burgers aren't huge. I like the double, and my husband prefers the triple. Here's the idea. Bun, meat, cheese, bacon, and special sauce, aka tangy Thousand Islandy sauce. There may be some ketchup on there, too. That's it. Well, plus that canned charbroil taste they spray on there. At any rate, it's terrible for you, addicting, and amazing. Sometimes in the summer, I sneak an icy in there, too.
In a burger?
I think into the restaurant.
Okay.
4 stars.
Well, I wouldn't be my catty self if I didn't point out her logical flaw that came on early in that review. Is it lame to review a Burger King? Must not be because I keep going back.
That has nothing to do with the review, is what you're saying.
No. Her going back has nothing. If you constantly updated a review of a Burger King, then you might have a case. You might have legs to stand on, but yeah.
Well, excuse my French, but let's get to the meat of this review, so to speak. If you know what I'm saying. Do you remember the stacker era? The Burger King stacker era?
I honestly can't say I do.
I don't think there's been a better deal besides maybe the $1 beefy five layer at Taco Bell, rest in peace, than the Burger King stacker. My 2011... The stacker was going on, I want to say 2008. Brent ate a lot of stackers. A lot of stackers going down the hatch. The triples, absolutely. You get a triple cheeseburger with bacon for $3?
Honestly, who's going to buy a single stacker? Is it even a stacker at that point? What's stacked?
Right. Stacked with
bacon on a patty?
Bacon on a patty with a, well, there's buns. She says, here's the idea, bun, meat, cheese, bacon, special sauce. So the 2 buns and then meat and cheese and bacon, special sauce on top. it was just a culture phenomenon. And I was like, oh, man, not only did I not expect to get a positive review of a Burger King ever in my life, I got a brain blast thinking about those stackers, dude.
For those of our listening audience who, like me, don't have our fingers on the pulse of fast food culture, the BK Stacker sandwiches are a family of cheeseburgers sold by the international fast food restaurant chain.
I'd Burger say King. I'm a part of the family.
They're a family. Oh, man.
Is this old ad copy you're reading here?
That's just that's straight from the Wikipedia. I'll see if it's cited.
BK Stackers have their own Wikipedia page?
They do.
With a three meaty paragraph history section?
There are three citations, three sources for just that sentence that I read. One of them's the New York Times.
Wow.
The only news that's fit to print, BK Stackers on the block.
And she did forget, I'm seeing, they have a notable variance section. And our friend Stephanie forgot to mention the quad stackers. Whoa. Which is four patties, three pieces of bacon, and three slices of cheese.
I mean, if you're going, why not go all the way?
Yeah, the quad stacker, that was sort of the challenge meal amongst my football buddies. Like, oh, you're going for the quad stacker, dude? What are you trying to puke at the second half of 2-a-days here?
Here is a quote from Andrew Martin, writing for the New York Times also, circa March 2007, from his article titled, "Will Diners Still Swallow This?" Perhaps no restaurant chain has flaunted its proportions more than Burger King. In the last 2 years, it has introduced a triple whopper, the BK Stacker with four beef patties, and an enormous omelet sandwich, which is a sausage, bacon, and cheese omelet on a bun. But that seems small compared with its meat-normous, a breakfast sandwich that the company pitches with the slogan, "A full pound of sausage, bacon, and ham. Have a meaty morning."
I remember also loving the enormous omelet sandwich. I love fast food breakfast. I'm sure I've talked about it on the show before.
There's a specialness to it, for sure.
Yeah, it's something about that fake egg with that American cheese that it just hits so different. But the enormous omelet sandwich, it was awesome. It was like a breakfast sandwich on a hoagie roll. You get all the omelet fixings. It was delectable. And then I found out that motherfucker was like 2,600 calories.
Holy cow.
Even as a child with a wonderful metabolism, I was like, that is like 2 days worth of food in a just like a breakfast sandwich.
Wow.
Not to mention, of course, you get a Coke with it or a Pepsi or whatever.
Of course.
Like, yeah, I was like, I just can't in good conscience eat that without becoming sick.
That is insane.
I think before we move on from our wonderful BK Haven, there's something I didn't know about that I perused in the Wikipedia article. Here it says, customers would create an octo-stacker sandwich by purchasing two quad stackers.
No.
And mashing the two together to create a sandwich with 8 patties, 8 slices of cheese, and 16 half pieces of bacon.
And you just throw away the extra buns, I'm sure.
They would then film themselves trying to eat the 1-pound sandwich in under 5 minutes.
I've eaten a challenge burger before. The buns were grilled cheeses. And I don't know, it was just supposed to be big. It wasn't that difficult. Maybe I was really hungry that day. But that was at a legitimate restaurant. That wasn't fast. I think if it were the same thing, but fast food version, I don't know. I probably would have felt a lot worse.
See, Matt, I think we bond a lot over our common Midwestern upbringing. You know, for everything that makes us different, we can always come together on that. But here's the difference between me and you: is you see a a burger with grilled cheese buns at a restaurant and have a challenge burger. That's just something my dad makes every now and then. That's just a family meal.
I see. We're not so similar, you and I. Yeah, I think I've had one Baconator, and then I was like, that's enough for the rest of my life.
Whenever I bring you up to my family, still to this day, that summer you visited, my dad still talks about how many waffles you ate. Like, how impressive the mass amount of waffles that you ate were.
I don't even recall. I guess...
Maybe I can jog your memory. I have that... We had a waffle maker, that black waffle maker. My mom was probably making them. Joe was there. Yeah. You guys both had a lot. It made those big plate-sized waffles that were, like, broke into four sections.
Yes. I like waffles. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you must have went in some sort of fugue state and just consumed waffles. And then push that memory deep down to where right. You can never see it again.
Meanwhile, your dad's just sitting there with that dad look. What the heck is this kid doing? My God.
Yeah, both fear and, you know, he's also feeling impressed.
Got a hollow leg there, boy.
Oh, well, after that lovely trip down memory lane, why don't we take a trip to another review? Do you have one for me?
Yeah, I got a trip for us, too. What episode is this, Burent?
This is episode Shifty, I believe.
This is episode Hawaii 5-0.
Oh!
Which means we're taking a trip to the islands. I have a Google Maps review of the Menehune Fish Pond Overlook. If you're not familiar with the Menehune, they're like mythic Hawaiian dwarves.
Oh, nice.
Who came out and like built things just because they loved to do it. There's something about it in my newspaper a couple months ago in the children's section, of course. But I learned about the Menehune. And so when I saw the Menehune Fish Pond Overlook, I knew I had to see what kind of reviews were on it.
What kind of dwarfs are popping out of these volcanic yeah. caverns?
Brian Zimmerman writes, Kauai's storied and historic native fish pond that dates to 1430. Nearly 600 years old, and a great spot to eat your plate lunch takeaway from nearby Mama Lucy's Kitchen or Mark's Place in Buhi. Eat like a local in your truck, because this is an overlook and not a managed park with picnic tables. 5 stars.
Well, hey, I mean, good information there, right? He wanted yes. to be clear. He didn't want anyone to be misguided by his review. I respect that.
He doesn't want you looking like a stupid tourist coming out. Where can I eat my lunch? Where can I? No, you stay in your truck.
You stay in your... They lock you in. It's not a managed park, but there is a guy at the entrance, and he like, you know, waves you over. Hey, lock your fucking doors, is what he says to you.
You can stay here. But don't get out.
Listen, this is not a managed park. I'm telling you, there's no garbages or benches around you. Stay in your car.
That's a good point to make, though. This is a wonderful natural area. If there's no garbages, no, you gotta... If you pack it out, you pack it back in.
Right.
Keep the Menehune land clean.
Why not take a dip when I have an underwater picnic amongst the building dwarfs?
Man, too bad there's no, like, cool folklore around here.
In the Midwest, we got Paul Bunyan. I think that's our guy, for better or for worse.
A little bit, I guess, Johnny Appleseed, my guy.
Johnny Appleseed.
He did get out this far. This was the West back when he was alive. So.
Right. It became the Mid later after... several right. Louisiana purchases and such.
That makes us the middle child of the United States, doesn't it? I've never really considered that.
It definitely feels like that. I mention it.
The flyovers, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me the flyover child. And shout out to everybody who falls in a flyover state. We feel your pain.
We feel you. Hey, you got to make your own culture out there.
That's I got family from Kansas. I know how it is.
It sucks. Your life probably sucks. That's why they call it a flyover state.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Shall we move on from let's our mosey scenic on. Overlook? Well, here I got a review. I'm going to take it someplace even weirder than a dwarven overlook. I'm talking about the Twilight Zone Complete Ooh. Series Blu-ray.
I love the Twilight Zone.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
I don't know.
You can. I would say you could color me a fan, but the only colors would be black and white.
Wow. This guy's cool. Did you see the updated version?
The Jordan Peele version?
The Jordan Peele version? How was that?
I have not actually seen it.
And you call yourself a yet. Fan.
I will add a yet on there.
I really want to watch it too. Twilight Zone's cool. No, it's cooler than Twilight Zone. This review by Interzone.
Whoa! That sounds like a true fan.
Yep.
Like they have their own fan site. That's what it sounds like.
The interzone.com. Oh, they got.
I bet it looks beautiful. I bet it.
It looks like it was made in 1993.
Yes.
GeoCities makes this website look good.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so Interzone writes, great picture, but after purchasing some 1,200 DVDs and Blu-rays, I have never owned one that required tools to get the disc out of the case without breaking them. There's a special room in hell reserved for the idiots at Paramount Home Video who approved this thing. 1 star.
Wow. Perhaps Interzone found themselves in an episode.
Oh, this is a Twilight Zone-like situation. He got Twilight Zoned.
The quintessential Twilight Zone that so many people know, Time Enough at Last, with the guy, you know, little what's his name? Henry Bemis, I think is his name. You know that, man. You're a Twilight Zone fan. He loves to read, and his wife is just terrible. And she's, are you reading again? And, you know, he takes the book that he hid in the couch cushion out, and he's like, I got her now. But then he opens it, and all the words are crossed out. And she's like, that's right, Henry. Owned. And he's working at the bank. They're like, shouldn't you be working, Henry? So he's like, I'm just going to go to the bank vault for my lunch break and read. And then the world ends, but he's safe because he's in the bank vault. The bombs don't drop on him. And he gets out and he's like, oh, it's quiet. I can read. This is great. Ah, finally, time enough at last. And he sits on the steps of the library and his glasses fall off and break. And why? That's what's happened to Interzone here. You finally have the perfect, beautiful picture.
Yes, exactly.
But in the process of getting it open, you destroy the discs.
And he looks outside. The world is already over. Well, I've got to write an Amazon review about this.
People need to know. Rod Serling comes out. We got you, son. Rod Serling was like Ashton Kutcher from way back in the day.
He's like, Ashton Kutcher of the like multiverse of horrible things happening.
A Quiet Town. A quiet street where you've been punked.
Ah! They should do. Why'd they get Jordan Peele? I mean, respectable, awesome writer, amazing actor. So many reasons to get him, but why not Ashton Kutcher? If I was on that board, I would have got Ashton Kutcher to do the new Twilight Zone. And this would have been the first sketch. What do they call it on Twilight Zone? Sketch, episodes, bits?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm sure there is a special name for it.
That's why they don't like comedians, right, for fucking Twilight Zone. They'd be calling it. So in this sketch, this guy.
He's sitting down to his tasty bowl of mac and cheese. But here's what happens. It's already cold.
He looks outside. No more mac and cheese farms. Why?
Yeah, so many of them are like that. Things just are bad.
Yeah, like just someone just has a big irony at the end. It's basically, you know, it's a bit. It's a long con bit. That guy just instead of like if you just had a sitcom audience laughing, that would change Twilight Zone completely.
Yeah. They'd have to call it "We Got These Suckers" or something.
Yeah,
like we, that.
Yeah, they get some America's Funny Home Videos, get Bob Saget doing the sound effects. I would, the dogs all talk, but it's Bob Saget's dog voice. Now that's a Twilight Zone.
That is. That's my Twilight Zone.
You finally show, you're in a world where no one knows about the Twilight Zone but you, and you're finally going to show your friends. But when you put in the DVD, there's a sitcom track, and Bob Saget is doing the commentary. And no! Everyone thinks you're a loser. Is there any Twilight Zones with happy endings? Or does everyone just think you're a loser at the end?
Oh, golly, let me think. It's been a while. I'm mostly familiar with the first season. But I think, yeah, for the most part,
it's bad, huh?
It's like you're crazy. There is the one, what is it? Like the argument on whatever street where everybody starts fighting, like rioting, and then the aliens are like, "We've been watching this the whole time, and we're getting out of here. These people are nuts." I guess that's bad too.
That one's still pretty relevant today.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of them are.
That's the real scary part of Twilight Zone or old. That era of, like, sci-fi authorship is, like...
I think there's one where there's this resale shop owner who he's always giving his money away and thinking, oh, it'll be fine. And then he miraculously wins the lottery and things are great. He's got money. But then it makes him a bad person. But somehow by the end of the episode, everything is at least back at stasis. And he's like, oh, you know what? Yeah, it's a real, they're all good.
That one must have been written by a sitcom writer.
Yeah. So
everything's got to be back to normal at the end of the episode.
That's like, hey, okay, we've got our tableau here. Let's see how we can work back to it. I know, end with the image we started with.
Exactly. Freeze frame. Every Twilight Zone should end with a jumping freeze frame. All right. What else you got for me? Throw me another curveball.
All right. This one is definitely a curveball. It's an Amazon review for the DVD, Why Abstinence DVD. And it's a curveball because the review, well, let's just let Create tell us, and Create is spelled, obviously, C-R-8-T-E. So I really should have pronounced it Create-T.
Creatine.
Creatine. Titles their review, Best Stand-Up of Whoopi Goldberg, and writes, I wish this performance was on DVD. This is the best stand-up performance by Whoopi Goldberg I've ever seen. Certainly one of the most controversial. If anybody knows where I can buy this on DVD, please let me know. 5 stars.
I don't know. Whoopi was a huge abstinence advocate.
Yeah, yeah. If we ignore the Amazon oops that we have here, there are parts of this that oddly fit. It would
much
be controversial.
Like abstinence. Yeah. Or lack thereof.
You know, usually we leave it to religious experts to say, community, abstinence is the way. Here's another case where you bring a comedian in, and what's the result?
Listen, people are tired of these stuck-up Christians, you know. There's a certain image of these people, and we need a new voice in abstinence, all right? we don't like these stuffy stereotypes. Let's get Whoopi in here. Everyone cheers. They all love her.
Whoopi steps up to the stage. All right, now. Don't have sex.
Enough of this. humping out here. I don't even... Why did I go to do a Whoopi impression and I became Doug Dimmadome? Whoopi gets on stage. She's got a great big 10-gallon hat on, an oversized gray suit, and she's speaking like a cowboy for some reason.
Cartoon character. Yeah, I don't know. There are various reasons why maybe we shouldn't try a Whoopi impersonation. But here's her line. Here's Whoopi's abstinence to her tagline.
Oh.
I make the Whoopi. Dude. You shouldn't.
No way.
And she steps out. I make the Whoopi.
That's all she has to say. And everyone cheers.
Yeah, Whoopi! I mean, I'd listen. I would listen.
You don't have a choice. It's Whoopi. She's got her whole career is based on people just got to listen to her.
Yeah, that's true. Sister Act, people, she bent them to her will. In the nicest way possible, she bent them to her will. I'm like, nuns? I'm not going to be a stuck-up nun. That was her audition for abstinence tour. I can make these stuffy church people loosen up a bit.
Loosen up. Was Sister Act just a long con to get abstinence back on the forefront?
It may have been. We need to see who produced that sucker.
Let me tell you, I got the Wikipedia page right in front of me here. Directed by Emil Ardolino. He also directed Dirty Dancing. What the? That's a...
That's an abortion one.
Produced by Scott Rudin. I don't know, some guy. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. Now there, I think, is the linchpin in this situation.
Buena Vista.
Yep, they also localized Japanese movie Spirited Away by Studio Ghibli. See, now we're doing sort of a 6 degrees of separation from abstinence. The director of Studio Ghibli movies, Miyazaki, he has a son, not abstinence, so looks like, you know, I lost the game, but you can try it at home.
We lost the thread.
You gotta start at Whoopi Goldberg and wrap your way back to abstinence.
Yeah, okay. I thought Buena Vista was Disney affiliated.
Yep. They got Star Wars and Avengers. I wouldn't take Disney as a pro abstinence company, because the more babies made, the more people can buy their movies,
go to their theme parks, get balloons, drop their ice cream cones.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's all part of the long con, dude. Buena Vista versus Whoopi. Why do you think there's a Sister Act 3?
Yeah, they had to shut that down.
Shut it down. We need more movie about falling in love, princesses, heroes. We got to make Star Wars about Jedi's falling in love.
Yeah.
We got to make Captain America want to be with a lady instead of being a hero more.
No thanks. He grew that beard for a reason, I tell you what.
As a single man with a beard?
Yeah.
Now, I'm a single man with a beard, and I'm here to tell you about abstinence.
Dug-a-dun, dug-a-dun, dug-a-dug-a-dun, dug-a-dun, dug-a-dug-a-dun, dug-a-dun, dug-a-dug-a-dun.
And then the single man with a beard raises his hand, and Thor's hammer flies to it. And he's like, you want to do that? Well, try abstinence, kid.
Yeah.
And then
don't masturbate either.
Cut that shit out.
You can't catch Mjolnir if you got a dick in your hand.
Alright, break. That's the break joke. We're on the break.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast.
If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt. Hang 10 dudes, all right. What's that? Brent's voice after the break? Saying Hang 10 dudes, all right, for some reason?
What? Well, that's right.
What? This is my segment. And you know, I like to go a little wacky. A little wacky. I say things like Hang 10. I say things like Cowabunga. I talk like Michelangelo the Ninja Turtles. And I know that you all love it. I know it deep down in my heart. And you know what else you love? Long not forgotten segment. We said we'd bring it back. That's right. It's the steaming pile of reviews.
Oh, yeah.
In this segment, we explore the wonderful and dark and horrible world that is the Steam video game review section. Again, they just have a recommend, not recommend, no stars. This week, I'm bringing a slightly topical, a new fun game that all the kids are enjoying.
New fun.
And it is Resident Evil Village.
Big Lady.
Big Lady. Big Lady the game. I'm glad you said that, because there's certainly some reviews mentioning the Big Lady herself.
Lady Dimitrescu?
Something like that. For those who don't know, the new Resident Evil game takes place in sort of a horror movie village. The mayor of the village, or the leader, is a vampire lady who, for some reason, is just very tall. She's like the size of Shaq. So with that, here are some reviews for Resident Evil Village from the Steam Marketplace. Dark Sun, 16 hours on records, writes, I can confirm that the residents are very much evil. Recommend.
I love it. I needed to know.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe spoiler. It might be a bit of a spoiler. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe if the game were called Resident Timid.
Yeah, then it wouldn't be a fun game now, would it?
Ladies and gentlemen, we introduce Resident Docile.
You just get to go look at different people, residents, just napping.
Just sitting.
Some people might like that.
It's always Sunday.
Coach, in their review, writes, there's this fat guy who sells you stuff, and he's pretty cool. Recommended.
Any game with a fat guy selling you stuff, as long as he's trustworthy, I am for. The guy who sells you the magic beans in Zelda. You know which guy I'm talking about.
Yep, he's very Laurel and Hardy looking type guy. Yeah,
he makes those sorts of sounds. Got curlies
on his face.
He's eating them himself when he's trying to sell you. Yeah,
buying his own supply, dude.
That's I just learned a phrase. Thank you.
Yep, can't do
it. Rhymes.
Can't do it's one of the 10 Hood Commandments, according to Biggie. Do not get high on your own supply.
Got it.
Speaking of Biggie, Diggy writes, first 2 hours of this game, ahahaha, booby vampire mommy GF. Teehee, vampire sisters, ooh-woo. The rest of this fucking game, nightmare. Recommended.
That's awesome. And honestly, that's what I want. I want to be lulled into a false sense of security for things suddenly to just turn on me.
Oh, they very much do.
Oh no, what have I gotten myself into?
I don't want to spoil anybody who maybe, you know, wants to play this game because of these wonderful reviews, but my fiance is playing it, and I was like, oh, how is it? How's the How are the bosses? I heard the bosses are really crazy horror movie villains and stuff. And she is like, well, there's this baby. And she showed me the baby. And it, I don't think I've seen a scarier monster in a video game.
Whoa.
Yeah. So if you dare, Google Resident Evil Village baby. And prepare to see nightmare, 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 nightmare. Zarral writes, despair, but also an erection. Recommended.
That's a conflict there.
for some people.
But hey, when your blood gets pumping, it gets pumping.
Jeez. Beanos, user Beanos writes, don't play this Resident Evil game on Halloween or you will instantly lose No Nut November. Recommended.
I was walking down a path and then there's a sharp turn. I'm like, oh yeah, don't play because it's a spooky game, you're gonna lose.
Yeah,
eyebrows.
Yeah, there was a scary monster around that corner and it was a funny joke. Abyssal Knight writes, atmosphere is top notch. Within the first half hour, pretty sure I shat myself twice. We'll play again with diaper. Would recommend.
Pretty sure. I don't want to be your seat, man. I don't want to see your seat.
Well, he didn't do a full litmus test or anything.
Right, it could have been the same. You
know, if you had to take an educated guess.
It was at least once. The second time could have just been, you know, non-matter excretions.
I know this is the second segment, so not second time this segment has happened, so not like there's a huge mold to break, but I did include some people who didn't like it. You know, usually the Steam reviews are different in their own segment because they're kind of in on the joke of the review, right?
Right.
Which most of the reviews we feature are not. So, but, you know, I'm spicing it up a little bit. With that introduction, user Mika, who has provided the product for free. They got a review copy here.
Wow.
And they write, Virgin Bandwagoners have ruined Resident Evil 8 for me. I refuse to participate in this Coomer Fest. Enjoy your six-hour-long, hand-holdy, quote-unquote, survival horror movie with Far Cry gameplay, puzzles made for sub-IQ audience, and fetishized woman all you want. I'm out. Looking forward to Days Gone instead. Not recommended. By the way, 8 hours on record, 0.1 hours at review time.
Ha, seems fishy.
84 comments. So I'm sure, I don't have it up to check, but I'm sure Mika's
getting the firestorm.
Right, getting put on full blast. So I don't think we have to. User Gachamu writes, local dad cannot be stopped. Recommended.
Okay.
The main character is a dad.
I see.
So you can't stop him. here's another little goofy one. Full of anti-Christian propaganda and white hate, right? Safety blanket. What's the first secret objective? What's the first secret object on the wall in both tutorial and the game? Shoot this picture of Jesus in the face. Let's choose your curse words carefully. It's not going to be expletive, 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 or expletive. It's Jesus Christ. What a gloriously obvious red flag. They can't resist singing their own hate from the rooftops. Would Whoa. Not recommend.
Whoa.
1.1 hours at review time, 18 hours on record. So after they wrote this little review saying how much they hated this white hate game, they went and, you know, finished it a couple times.
Yeah, they dipped the ladle in a couple, they filled their cup a few more times.
But do not recommend. Don't worry, I'm finishing it with this reviewer. His name, he's got a little frog picture that's smiling, big purple eyes. I really love it. His name is It Thou Wilt.
Ooh.
They have 24 hours on record of this game that at the time of finding this review, I think was just out for maybe not quite 48 hours. And they write simply, big vampire tits. Recommended.
I mean, there's a reason horror movies are the way they are. Their representations of average women and what they do with their free time, because juvenile adolescent boys like ourselves are are duped into thinking we're conditioned into you know, being into that stuff. So how much is this game?
Hey, when I saw big mommy vampire, I was like, man, this game's going to be sweet. Another hit from the Capcom team.
Yeah. I mean, people are going to like what they're going to like. Sometimes it's big jugs.
Sometimes it's big jugs, and I'm not going to hold it against them, but you could hold yours against me, big vampire mommy. You got a review for us?
Yeah, I got a quick series of reviews. They're all kind of short, but I'll tell you how this came about. This isn't a review that was sent to me. This was, how do I put this? This was something that we reviewed. This was a review that we featured on the show, and then said object demanded to be reviewed again.
Okay. If
you don't know what I'm saying, why don't you quickly, you've got your phone near you, I assume.
No, I throw it away so it vibrates, don't affect
okay.
the...
Okay, you'll check later. What it is, is the Neptune statue from Virginia Beach.
Our lovely friend, the Neptune statue.
Yes, we featured a review of the Neptune statue in an episode some time ago. It was great. We made jokes about him, his greatness, and now we've become friends on Instagram. I recently received a message that we had our tributes had fallen low, and the Lord of the Sea Neptune requested or demanded that we feature some more reviews. So, without further ado, a smattering of Neptune reviews of the Virginia Beach Neptune statue. Melody Pond gets straight to the point. Neptune looks hot. 10 out of 10.
Five Can't stars. Argue with you there, Melody.
Can't argue. Can't argue. Kyle Law Miller is replacing a big lady for a big man and saying the statue wasn't the only thing hard as rock. Five stars. Jay Schopfer follows along that line, but a bit more esoterically. Oh. It is something to see when man has mind to doing something.
Wow.
Four stars.
That's, yeah. Wow.
That's
but
Jay's
only four
one.
Stars.
Yeah, I don't know. Doing something,
it's something,
but not.
It's a four-star something, but not quite a five-star something.
Yeah. James Whitehouse is right there with us. A beautiful sculpture. What are the rocks covering? Five stars. For context, this is an enormous statue. It is a 30-foot-tall statue of the god Neptune. He's palming a sea turtle in his hand like a football. And numerous other sea creatures are just swirling around him. But from he's got that rocking bod. And from his V down, you know, he's got a little ab V. He's just ensconced in rocks. So
you know, well, there's not much to wonder about. It's his penis.
It's his big old deity penis. J. King writes, beautiful sight if you are a fan of the demigods, as I am. It's something to see. 5 stars.
Hey, shout out to all my demigod fans all my out demigods? There.
Yeah.
Hit they don't me up get on much, Insta.
Don't get much love these days. I think I'm almost done here. Let's see. Mina Ko writes, if you're looking for a public restroom in a public building during a terrible time of recession, the buildings spiral and spiral out of intricacies, but I give it a 5-star based solely on the fact that it's only a statue. 5 stars. I don't know what she's smoking.
Yeah, I don't know what you're on about, but thanks for the review.
Yeah. Jeffrey knows. Jeffrey must know. Jeffrey Knows writes, it's a cool statue to visit, but don't touch it when it's hot out. I saw a guy burn the hell out of his hand. LOL.
LOL.
4 stars.
Hey, very informative. I love that.
I think, you know, that's what happens when you try and touch a deity.
That's true. You just, I don't think it was hot out that day, even.
No, you don't just touch.
You just got a holy sizzle.
That's my man.
What a man, what a mighty good man.
I have one more.
Give it to me.
I think Ollie Harmon must be a dad, whether he's a dad in a Resident Evil village or a dad just telling dad jokes and wondering how kids can eat waffles. Ollie Harmon writes, I had to talk with the guy. The fishing has been bad in my area, so I asked him to tell the fish to eat my bait. 5 stars.
Wow, just on the opportunity of asking, he gave him a 5-star.
Yeah.
No word on the success.
We don't know the results. You know,
he was just happy to put a word in.
Go to the Oracle, see what they can do. Check out what the Sphinx has to say about the issue. But go to the statue. Just try and drop in a line.
Just happy to be heard.
I'm happy to be heard, and hopefully Neptune hears us now. And
shout out Mr. Neptune. What's his Instagram? Let's shout it out.
You can follow it's at Neptune Statue, one word.
Very easy. Follow Neptune Statue on Twitter after you follow reviewparty.com.
Of course, obviously. Yeah, be behind.
For the finale tonight, I have a topical, also video game related review. The week after this episode comes out, the World of Warcraft Burning Crusade Classic will be dropping. The first expansion to the World of Warcraft. Some might say the best expansion.
Whoa.
The Dark Portal is opening once again, and the heroes of Azeroth will arrive on the burning continents to fight demons and such. It's going to be badass. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Cool.
So I thought I'd share that world with some of you. Through the words of Amazon customer, this review was written May 31st, 2009, so right at the end of the Burning Crusades content cycle. They played the whole thing, and I wanted to write a review for it. They write, the graphics are well done and the quests are fun. Blizzard did a good job on this game. In spite of this, I must give it a low rating.
Ooh.
If you are a person who loves to complete things, do not play this game. There is literally no end. The only people who can accomplish a lot and get the best stuff are the people who play 12 hours a day. I'm not exaggerating here. I'm a recovering addict of World of Warcraft. I got to a place where I was bored but compelled to play, neglecting everything that was important to my life. Then there's sort of another bullet point.
Uh-huh.
It's a great community of people. 1 star.
Oh, man. What a ride.
Hey, if you're going to be, you know, addicted to something to the point where it's ruining your life, at least it's a great community of people.
Yeah, yeah.
These other addicts are, man, they're lovely. I go down to the trap house to, you know, have a nice bender, and the other addicts laying on the floor, doubled over on themselves, couldn't be lovelier.
I was, you know, pumping away my life savings at the slots, and I had the finest conversation with Jerome. You know, his kids are expecting another one. It's such a wonderful family.
It's just so sweet.
But I stepped away from that life, you know. One star.
Would I miss the community?
That's a good review. That is.
Yeah, yeah.
Of all the reviews out there, that's like, this is my testimony.
Listen, everyone, hear me. Do not play this amazing game. It will ruin your life. Makes me want to fucking play that game.
12-hour days. Wow.
That is. You know, it's hard to do reviews of stuff that are close to you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my point of contention. That's not true. Amazon customer.
You think he's just not good?
He's not good. Well, I mean, the thing about, if we want to get into it, the thing about a World of Warcraft expansion is the first month or two, if you want to keep up, you're playing a lot, you know, as much as possible for a full-time working individual such as myself. But, you know, after you sort of get everything collected and you're just like doing raids with your guild once or twice a week, you literally only have to log in once or twice a week for poker night with the boys, aka World of Warcraft raiding.
Okay.
So it's kind of, you know, you play a lot then, and then you sort of have a natural built-in break where you're just playing it every now and then to see what's up with that lovely community. Mm-hmm. But none of this is very funny. The episode's almost over. Why don't we do some plugs?
Let's do it.
Me spreading Blizzard's propaganda to make you all play a what now over 15-year-old game. You don't have to listen to it, but what is funny is us saying thank you. Thanks for listening to ReviewParty.com. If you made it this far, you are a lovely person, and we'd love to have you back being lovely, a part of our community of addicts. On Tuesday, new episodes every Tuesday. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Tuesday morning, new Review Party episodes. I hope I'm communicating my point clearly. Matt, where else can you find us?
You can find us on the social media platforms. On Instagram, @ReviewParty.com. On Twitter, @ReviewPartyPod. Or, here's a little secret. You can go on the computer, type into the URL box, ReviewParty.com, where you can find episodes, blog posts, shop, subscription for a newsletter. And hey, if you're like, these reviews are pretty funny, but sometimes I'm shopping online and I see reviews that I think they make me laugh on my inside a little bit, you can send those to us, ladies, yes, gents, and menahune, yes, of you out there. You can send them to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Whether you give us the link, whether you take a screenshot of it like I do, we'll be able to track down the OG post. And just leave a nom de plume if you're not comfortable giving your name. We'll hook you up with some excellent praise.
Yeah, boy, do we love praising our little giblets that send in those reviews. You know what we also love? When those same little giblets follow us on TikTok. That's right. ReviewParty.com. We're hip with the kids. We got the TikToks. We're putting content on there. It's at reviewparty.com on TalkTik. Give us a follow and maybe you'll have a haha. And much of it will be the same, you know, for the record, I will say, as the Instagram content. Much of me working on our TikTok is just grabbing the work that Matt did and putting it on the TikTok. But there will be new original TikTok, you know, natively created in TikTok content. And you don't want to miss it.
Guess you got to be there.
You got to be there. If you know, the internet is finite. Once you put something on the internet, it's only on there for a little bit.
Right.
You know, you can say whatever you want on Twitter. No one's going to find it. But you know what I would say, and I wouldn't mind if someone found it, is the band The Nosebleeds. They're pretty good.
Yeah. I don't turn my nose up at them. That's for sure.
And what I do is I just shove some tissues up there to stop that bleed. And while I'm doing it, I'm listening to their jam, Bread for Breakfast. You've been listening through this whole episode. You can find more of that lovely band on Spotify and many other places, but you know, you might want to check Spotify. Nosebleeds, one word. Ooh, that's a doozy of some plugs. That's a doozy of an episode.
Yeah, we crushed it.
Yeah, I got a little palate cleanser here, a little Andy's Mint of a review to send us out on. This is a review for Paperboy, the arcade game. This review was written on Google Reviews by Connor Chu, who writes, "This is why I rated this game 5 stars. 1, I like it because it's fun. 2, I love riding on my bike, so good game. 5 stars.
If only all social interactions were just that easy.
I see Connor as a person who's got his priorities straight.
Yeah. Straight to the point.
I like fun. I like riding bikes. Let's go.